Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out. Very excited to have two guests standing by to join us. I have University of Buffalo Professor Paul Vanaus and Buffalo AKG Art Museum Curator Tina Rivers Ryan. We're going to talk about the Beale Center for Art and Technology is presenting an exhibit, Difference Machines, Technology and Identity in Contemporary Art. Difference Machines addresses the complex relationship between technologies we use and the identities we inhabit. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. I have you both, correct?
Yes, yes. Can you still hear me okay on speaker?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Congratulations on this upcoming exhibit. I know it opens January 28th and runs through April 29th. Tell me about how this came about. Do we want to start with Paul?
Yeah, sure. As a matter of fact, Tina called me up. We've known each other for almost 10 years, I think, or maybe more like five.
But, okay.
But ever since she came to Buffalo, we've been wanting to do something together, and we have a lot of shared fascinations with artists working with emerging technology. Me being one of those artists and her being one of the foremost curators of this kind of art. So she called me up and she said, hey, we have a chance to do something at this moment in the Albright Knox space. And ever since we started talking about it, we were just kind of, everything was, I just couldn't believe
together.
That we had such a kind of shared vision.
That's great. And so, Tina, tell me about how this, you know, unraveled.
Yeah, well, hopefully it raveled.
No, in a good way. In a good way. In a good way. Unfolded.
But, unfolded. There we go. I'm a curator at the Buffalo AKG Art Museum, formerly known as the Albright Knox Art Gallery, which is actually one of the oldest museums in America, founded 1862, and has always been dedicated to, you know, contemporary art, the art of our time, and in fact has always been, a really important space for artists working with emerging technologies. In 1910, we actually offered the very first museum exhibition of photography. It was guest curated by Alfred Stieglitz in the Photo Secession in New York. And in the 1970s, we were exhibiting experimental film and video installations in our fine art galleries, which normally would be used for painting and sculpture. And those projects were actually made by the media artists living here in Buffalo and teaching at the University at Buffalo, which was sort of the epicenter of media art in America, and in fact is widely recognized as being sort of the birthplace of media study. Meaning an area of sort of academic research and practice that is really focused on media technology. So, photography, video, television networks, film, and now computers. So, Buffalo just has an amazing history. This institution has an amazing history of dealing with technology. And, you know, when Paul and I started working on the show in 2020, I think it was, I think we both were, very interested in this public dialogue that was emerging around the relationship between digital tools and systemic oppression and how we understand identity and how we find community and express ourselves and also are tracked through databases, algorithms, social media, et cetera. And so what we wound up doing, I think, was really the first exhibition that's really devoted to understanding how digital tools are shaping how we understand ourselves.
Right.
In the sense of understanding our identities. And it was a really wonderful process to work with Paul. You know, like, I'm a curator and before that an academic art historian, and Paul is such a renowned artist in this field who just happens to be here in Buffalo as well. To have a curator and an artist come together, you know, we each have our own perspective of, you know, what's sort of important and what's happened over the past 30 years. And we put together the show that really is a sort of comprehensive survey of artists working with new technologies from the 1990s onwards, whether it's, working with facial recognition systems, making computer software programs, creating, live bio art projects.
I saw that. That was interesting.
Are happening in the gallery, yeah.
And you're going to have 3D printed sculptures, too?
3D printed sculptures, interactive games that you can play. I mean, it really, you know, Paul and I have talked about this, but, you know, we both come out of the media art community and feel very passionately about the creative potential of digital tools. And so, you know, we have the thesis of the show, but one of our other objectives, an ancillary objective, was to really demonstrate to art audiences and to the local community the rich diversity of digital art and the different kinds of aesthetic experiences it can offer us. And the different ways that artists have been not just using these tools, but as Paul always emphasizes, actually creating their own tools or reimagining these tools, breaking them, using them differently, which is really, really important as digital tools become so much a part of our everyday lives.
Sure. You know, go ahead.
I guess I should also add, just to give a little bit more context to where I come from. So I've been working with emerging media since the early 90s. And it was originally in mostly interactive technologies and began working at the edge of interactive technologies and biological technologies also in the 90s. And so when I teach also at University of Buffalo. I'm a professor here. Mm-hmm. And I originally came to have the Emerging Practices Program. And now I also run an art and biology lab here called the Coalesce Center for Biological Art. So that, just to flesh out a little bit more.
Yes, yes.
How I work and where I can sit in the community here in Buffalo as well.
Thank you for sharing that, by the way. What I was going to say is what's upsetting me lately is social media and how toxic it is. And I love, when I heard about this exhibit, there are so many positive sides of technology when, you know, first it's very uplifting to get submersed in projects that are like this. And I like that there's so much to this exhibit.
I mean, that Paul. Paul.
I should say one thing is that we originally had a space about 5 times the size of the Beale.
You did?
And so when we were originally showing the work at the Albright Northland space in Buffalo, mm-hmm. it was actually a real challenge to try to figure out how to fill the space with lots of work that was kind of that could be sized in very different ways and kind of thought, you know, very different ways about how it could be kind of expanded just to fill up space. It was a very large warehouse space that we filled with it. So it's much denser in this incarnation, and I'm kind of excited to see. A lot of the artists have been really flexible throughout about how their installations can be resized, mm-hmm. and how in some cases their work can be reformatted to fit this space.
That's great.
So it'll be quite a unique version of the show at the Beale.
And Paul, how do you pronounce your last name?
Vanous.
Vanous. Okay, I apologize. Yeah. I mispronounced at the beginning.
That's okay. I'm. That's not one of the things I'm touchy about.
Okay. All right. I want to mention to listeners that this is a public opening reception taking place this coming Saturday, the 28th, 2 to 5 at the Beale Center for Art and Technology on the UCI Claire Trevor School of the Arts campus. It is free. It's open to the public. And if they want, they can get a guided tour, I believe, and they just have to reach out to the contact on my show blog. The information is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. What else would you like people to know about the exhibit? You want to start?
You go, Tina.
Sure. I think, you know, actually this is picking up on something you said earlier about mm-hmm. your thoughts about social media, and I think one thing that was really important to us as we were working on selecting which works would be in the show was to make sure that we were telling a story that really allowed people to come into it from different angles, mm-hmm. And from different walks of life. So, you know, the artists who are in the show are themselves really diverse, representing a lot of different marginalized communities who, you know, maybe normally have not been given a lot of space within the contemporary art world. But also the stories that they tell or the way that they relate to technology is really different. So, you know, some of the artists take a really critical view of technology and are really pointing out, you know, a lot of the harm these mm-hmm. technologies are doing. Yeah. But other artists are really celebrating these technologies and acknowledging how, you know, they have created new opportunities and allowed us to imagine sort of, you know, or new opportunities for connection and expression and are allowing us to imagine different futures. And so, you know, parts of the show will feel maybe a little bit angry mm-hmm. or critical, and then other parts of the show are more poetic, and other parts of the show, I think, are really sort of like moving or celebratory. And so we wanted people to, you know, to come in and have a lot of different, you know, experiences, just as one would in any, you know, any kind of contemporary art service.
Yes. I love that you said that, Tina, because I think about the pandemic and how there's been a tremendous amount of disconnect and isolation. And then when you can use technology to connect and do meaningful projects, it lifts people up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's sort of the, you know, the nature of the tools that we're dealing with, right? Is that
right.
They, you know, technology can be used for harm, but it can also be used for good. And
yes.
So the point was not so much to say it's definitively one thing or the other, but
exactly.
to really explore how it's being used and who's using it, right?
Yes.
Is really a critical question.
Well, and I think also to inspire today's youth that if you're going to use technology, let's create things for good. Let's do things that are maybe purpose-driven that can also lift you up.
I should say that back in the 90s when there was a smaller cross-section of us working, sort of like critically engaging these media and making tools and hacking tools to do things that they were not intended to do, and basically sort of working with tools to kind of expose maybe in a way their own, I guess the sort of ideologies they're making.
Mm-hmm.
All these kind of questions that I was fascinated with in the 90s, I remember that the art historian of new media, Maria Fernandez, said in the 90s, you know, after 20 years of, you know, post-colonialism in the institution and the kind of really these important conversations about race and coloniality, it seems to not be being discussed when we talk about new media works, that everybody's so fixated on the technologies themselves that these kind of these kind of conversations just weren't happening much in the field. And so I guess in putting this show together, which I think, I mean, I've been wanting to do a show like this for about, I think, since the 90s,
wow.
over 30 years.
It's finally happening.
And I'm really happy because it's a show I've wanted to do all this time. And I think also in terms of her words, it's nice to sort of try to finally kind of rebalance that, rebalance the representation
sure.
of the media as well.
Sure. Now, will you both be here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
I think so. We're both going to be there helping install and help get the show together. So I think we're
okay.
getting there.
As long as you don't get snowed in Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, luckily the planes here, even when it snows, so hopefully we'll be okay.
Well, good. Good.
Yeah, we'll both be there at the opening on Saturday from 2 to 5.
Great.
And we'll certainly make some remarks and are so excited to see the show, to see new audiences encounter the show and to get feedback from the community. And
yes.
Then I myself will be returning February 17th and will be giving a solo curator tour at 11 a.m. Just because I'll be back in town for the big art fair week, Freeze LA week that's happening.
Nice.
And so that will be another opportunity. And I will be channeling Paul then. But we will both be here So this Saturday is really a great time to come out.
Fantastic. Well, I'm planning on coming out, so I look forward to meeting both of you.
Okay. Look forward to meeting you, too.
And thank you so much for calling in, and congratulations. This is so exciting. Again, this event is taking place this Saturday at the Claire Trevor School of the Arts, and you can read all about it on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, too.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
If you want more information about this event, you can also look up the Beale Center for Art and Technology. They're presenting Difference, Machines, Technology, and Identity in Contemporary Art. And again, this addresses the complex relationship between technologies we use and the identities we inhabit. We're going to take a little break, and then I'll be back with another guest. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.
The opinions and views expressed in this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. To find out more about this talk show or other talk shows broadcasting on KUCI, log on to our website at kuci.org or check out the latest program guide.